doing stuff throughout the academic year. This past year, 99 courses, which translates into 175 course sections, had a service learning component embedded into the course. And over 40% of our students participated in service learning courses.
So Jenny, for those who don't know, explain what service learning means.
So a service learning component of a course means that service learning is embedded into the curriculum. So, for example, and it's the easiest example that I can give, is in our accounting classes.
Right.
So our accounting students and when are able to give back by helping people complete their tax forms through the VITA program. And so that's volunteers in tax preparedness. And so they can learn and meet with people in the community, help them with their tax returns, and then, you know, they can understand whether they really want to do accounting or they can go, oh, boy, this just is not for me. But it's something that they give back to the community as they're learning the curriculum. And so we have that across all different kinds of classes.
How many students participate in something like that?
Well, and it'll depend, you know, and as I said, about 40% of our students just this academic year have participated. That's huge. So not all classes, like I said, 175 sections have that embedded. And so not all classes have it, but those that do, you know, we mark that on a student's transcript that they were in a service learning class, and it's just really, really awesome.
Now, you keep track of the hours that people put in for volunteering in the community?
Right, and this last year, and we like to go through the academic year, almost 80,000 hours reported for volunteerism and service learning from our students, our faculty, and staff. And, you know, in fact, this is our seventh consecutive year where we were named a member of President Obama's Higher Education Community Service Honor Roll. So it's just amazing what we're doing out on our campus every single day in our communities. And just all the things that we're doing
for
our community.
You gave a number last night of the value of those volunteer hours. This is amazing.
Right. And then, you know, we don't make this stuff up. You know, we get this number from independentsector.org. It's a national value on volunteerism and time. And we are at $1.8 million of economic contribution from Ivy Tech Bloomington only. Volunteerism, service learning, to the communities that we serve.
Say that again. Did you say $1.8
million? $1.8
million. Wow.
Pretty incredible.
Well,
proud of our team.
And I need to tell Mike, these numbers that she just gave.
Sounds like
they value this, but this is what drives me nuts. The value of volunteer hours in Indiana is not as high as the value of volunteer hours in other states.
Jenny, why is that?
I don't know. They didn't ask me.
No, you know why? They didn't want to hear your answer. That's why.
Yeah. That's right.
They didn't want to mess with you. I don't blame
them.
It just
doesn't make any sense at all that happens. But, okay, so tonight you got a big dinner, and then tomorrow big things at the campus.
Right. And then if I could real quick.
Yeah, you got time. You're good.
Our award recipients from last night, we awarded many people different awards. So we awarded Albie Mendoza. She's a psychology adjunct faculty for her service learning with her students. We awarded Tim Jensen. He's an adjunct with us he received the Faculty Staff Volunteerism for Adjunct Award. Nancy Frost, longtime full-time faculty member on our campus, she received the Full-Time Faculty Staff Volunteerism Award. Our Student Volunteerism Award went to a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful young student in the nursing program. Her name is Marianne Cox. She participates in everything on campus. She went on a mission trip to Haiti this year. She also attended the Alternative Spring Break in Guatemala, and she just does all kinds of service projects for our Student Ambassador Club. She's an amazing young lady, and you will hear her name in the future. Our Community Partner Award went to the City of Bedford. We had a Waldron Arts Center Community Partner Award, and that went to our great friends, the Community Foundation of Bloomington and Monroe County, under Tina Peterson's leadership. The Cook Center for Entrepreneurship Community Award went to the Bloomington Urban Enterprise Association, and that partnership is just an amazing one. And then finally, John Weikart, Chancellor Emeritus, he was on our campus last night, and he awarded what we call the John R. Weikart Award, Service and Civic Engagement Award, to Chelsea Rood Emick, and she's our Executive Director for Civic Engagement. So we had a blast last night. Faculty and staff band played. We had great food provided by Bobby's. And
now you got to do it all again tonight?
Yep, we're going to do it all again tonight at the convention center.
You got royalty coming in tonight.
That's right. Sir Bob Geldof will be here. From what I understand, I think he's coming into Bloomington as we speak. So that's going to be great. Can't wait for that event. And then tomorrow, a full day of all kinds of great stuff with our theme, Be the Change, Discover Your Superpower, with workshops. And then our final conversation with Shiza Shahid, the co-founder of the Malala Fund, and it's going to be great. All day Friday, you can still come to that event. All we ask is that you bring some canned goods as your entry into the event. You're going to be fed all day long.
Well, that's good. We hate him to wither away down to nothing.
Well, you know, you wouldn't want to get hungry at that event.
Well, not on the first day of May. I mean, we want to start the month off strong and everything else. Jenny Vaughn is our guest. She's the chancellor at Ivy Tech and checks in with us every Thursday morning. Now, your graduation's a little bit different from IU, so
right.
If people
right.
have a casual relationship with Ivy Tech, we need to remind them it's not the same weekend. It
no.
is the following weekend after
exactly
IU.
Right.
Now,
it's,
you guys are at the auditorium again, is that true?
That's right. We always go to the auditorium. Our commencement is Friday, May 15th at 6 p.m. at the IU auditorium.
Outstanding. Then what are you going to do all summer? Put your feet up? Relax?
Yeah, we're just going to put our feet up. Nothing going on. I think there's
sunbathe.
Yeah, you know, there's some
beach.
Stuff going on, some building, you know, no big deal.
Good. Well, why don't you keep us in tuned every Thursday so we keep you keep your word out there so we can hear what great things are going on.
Well, awesome. I definitely will. Thank you.
Now, we appreciate your time this morning because we know how busy you are. You just told us about all the great things that are going on, so we'll let you get back to it. But give us a full recap next Thursday.
You got it.
And, I don't know. Keith, are we allowed to hear about royalty? Is that?
Oh, yes.
We got to look in the contract for that and see if that. We don't want to be the unwashed masses that disrupt any of this. Jenny, great job as always. And, again, success last night and more tonight and on Saturday as well. Have a great weekend.
Well, thank you. You too, guys.